Sony has just been sued for $7.9 billion and might have to pay out over 9 million players. The reason is quite unsettling, but it gets worse. They've been caught deleting TV shows, movies, and games that people were told they owned forever. And these aren't isolated incidents. They come from Sony's new strategy, the consequences of which could be massive. In 2022, a lawsuit was filed against Sony by Alex Neil, the CEO and founder of Consumer Voice. She's been fighting and advocating for consumers for years, and this was her biggest fight yet. So, what was her claim? The official lawsuit website states that Sony has a near monopoly on the sale of digital games and add-on content through its control of the PlayStation Store. Sony uses this dominance to enforce strict terms and conditions on game developers and publishers. These terms allow Sony to set the price of digital games and in-game content and charge a 30% commission on every purchase. As a result, most content for PlayStation games are incredibly expensive. There's been a massive rise in the cost of digital content, along with deluxe editions of games. Hold on. Can't a company charge what they want? Can't they set their own prices? Well, most of the time, yes, but for such a giant company like Sony, it's a bit more complicated. The PlayStation Store is a marketplace for video games, one of the biggest in the world. Sony owns the platform, putting them in a position of power, similar to the iOS App Store and the Google Play Store. When a company has this much power, they can abuse it, which hurts the consumer. That's why there are laws to prevent this from happening. In Chapter 2 of the 1988 Competition Act, it states that a business in a dominant position cannot abuse their position. For example, they cannot limit production, charge different prices to different customers, and most of all, charge excessively high prices. This is a cornerstone of the lawsuit. Neil and her lawyers argued that Sony has abused its dominant position, that it has been unfairly charging its UK customers too much for digital games and in-game content purchased through the PlayStation Store. Games are now designed to incentivize players to spend as much money as possible, including children. But there was a problem. None of these arguments would matter if the lawsuit wasn't approved. Class action lawsuits in the UK need to be approved by the Competition Appeal Tribunal, and if the judges weren't convinced that PlayStation was harming consumers, it would be thrown out. Sony could continue overcharging players, and it would all be for nothing. Most actually expected the suit would be thrown out. But then, something unexpected happened. To Sony's dismay, in November of 2023, the UK Competition Appeal Tribunal gave Neil the go-ahead, and the lawsuit was approved to go to trial. This is the first step in ensuring consumers get back what they're owed, as a result of Sony breaking the law, said Neil. Sony was sued for £6.3 billion, roughly $7.9 billion, and if the lawsuit was won, that money would be paid out to over 9 million players. This is obviously bad for Sony, and the biggest pushback they have against Neil's lawsuit is that this is common industry practice. But maybe that's a practice that needs to change. In fact, Neil's lawsuit has already created a ripple effect. Valve, the owner of Steam, has been called out for the same abuse as Sony. Valve takes 30% from all Steam purchases, meaning costs get passed down to customers just like on PlayStation. Now Valve is being sued for £656 million. It's possible many more lawsuits just like these two begin to pop up, changing the video game industry as a whole. Unfortunately, the lawsuit against Sony will likely take years to resolve. However, this entire controversy shows us something interesting about Sony. They've begun changing their entire business model as they've been pouring billions into something massive. In 2023, PlayStation users received a strange email. As of 31st December 2023, due to our content licensing arrangements with content providers, you will no longer be able to watch any of your previously purchased Discovery content, and the content will be removed from your video library. These were hundreds of shows from the Discovery Channel, shows which users had paid for. There was no apology, no reason, and Sony was sure to say, "We sincerely thank you for your continued support." This was unbelievable. Customers were under the impression that they owned these forever. These were some extremely popular shows too, including the iconic Mythbusters. People were justifiably furious. It's suspected that Sony's licenses and rights had expired. Yet, due to immense backlash from customers, it was forced to renegotiate for the rights to Discovery shows. Fans received word the shows they purchased would stay. But unfortunately, this isn't even the first time Sony's done something like this. In 2017, Sony acquired a platform called Funimation, paying $143 million for 95%. Up until now, Funimation sold DVDs of popular anime, including Dragon Ball Z and One Piece. They soon began offering a streaming service, but many users used it as a digital library. The DVDs they bought also came with a code, which gave customers the show in their digital library, apparently forever. If you didn't want to deal with physical DVDs, you could also just buy the show digitally. Many felt that Funimation was the perfect platform for anime. You could stream new anime, but more importantly, you had a permanent library of your favorite shows. Funimation was proud to advertise this as well. They said everywhere that you own this forever. But in 2021, Sony also acquired Funimation's main competitor, Crunchyroll. They planned to merge the two into a major anime platform, which made Funimation users naturally nervous. What would happen to their libraries? Well, they soon received their answer. In March of 2022, Sony announced that the two platforms would be merged. Content would be migrated to Crunchyroll along with users. In an FAQ about the merger, they stated, "Please note that Crunchyroll does not currently support Funimation digital copies, which means that access to previously available digital copies will not be available." It was official. The shows users bought, which they were promised they owned forever, would be gone. Funimation was scheduled to shut down in April of 2024, but unlike the Discovery controversy, there was no happy ending. Users were naturally devastated and furious at Sony, yes, but also at the new digital landscape that everything had moved to. To add salt to the wound, Crunchyroll also announced a price increase from $55 a year to $99 a year. How does something like this even happen? Aren't there terms and conditions? Don't you own what you buy legally speaking? Well, for digital media, the truth is a bit unsettling. In the digital world, you don't technically own anything, even content that you purchase. Companies carefully word their terms and conditions to state that you are buying a license to the content, not buying the content. And this affects more than just movies or TV. Video games have had the same issue for many years. The biggest platform, Steam, was just forced to change its messaging thanks to a new law, explicitly telling customers they are purchasing a license. Other publishers, like Ubisoft, have also faced similar controversies for pulling games customers apparently purchased for their libraries. As a consequence, many users have turned back to piracy, viewing it as a necessity and even a moral good compared to what conglomerates like Sony are doing. Others have turned back to physical media, DVDs, vinyls, and physical copies to ensure they always own the product. It's likely that new regulation is needed, as a lot of this is still rather new. Legislation may need to come in to protect customers, who despite purchasing a product, are still at the whim of giant companies. So why exactly has Sony been doing all of this? Well, as it turns out, all of these cases aren't isolated incidents. A recent announcement from Sony puts all of this into perspective. Sony has been changing their strategy. The company has been planning something massive. In early 2022, Sony acquired Crunchyroll, but this is far from their only acquisition. In fact, it's just one of many. In 2022 and 2023, they began to ramp up their investments substantially. In this period, along with Crunchyroll, they acquired Bungie, the company behind Destiny, who originally created Halo, and Pixelmondo, a visual effects company who worked on Game of Thrones, the Fast and Furious franchise, and The Mandalorian, just to name a few. These investments are worth billions, and They seem disconnected, but they're actually part of something much bigger. What is Sony building? Well, their 2024 strategy meeting shows us exactly what. Here, they revealed what they call the Creative Entertainment Vision. Sony detailed that in 2021, they organized their entertainment businesses, music, games, and pictures, into a group architecture. The reason? More integration between them. They can push their different IPs, be it anime, music, or video games, across their many platforms, and it paid off. They also revealed that these three entertainment businesses accounted for approximately 60% of the group's consolidated sales in 2023. Sony is now leaning even further into entertainment. It plans to accelerate these group synergies through their creative entertainment vision. This strategy has a lot of moving parts, but the most important is that Sony plans to continue maximizing the value of their IPs through a major new platform. In Section 6 of their strategy meeting, Sony states it is planning to develop an engagement platform for the Sony Group by deploying core functions based on the network infrastructure of PlayStation Network, which has established a robust network service. That's a lot of corporate speak, but it seems like they're basically just creating a single entertainment platform. Connecting all of their services, PlayStation, Crunchyroll, Sony Music, Sony Pictures, and much more. They plan for customers to have a one user ID across all of these areas and integrated payments. This sounds like a larger vision than just a new Disney Plus or Netflix, as it spans multiple genres of entertainment, from TV shows and movies to video games, anime, and music. This cross-entertainment strategy also extends into their individual IPs, with plans to turn video game franchises into TV shows.
One of the ways we are developing IP in our game business is through television and film adaptations. Since establishing PlayStation Productions in 2019, we have been engaging in adapting game IP into film and television content, enabling the IP to become a part of pop culture loved by an even wider audience, thereby creating a positive cycle that enhances its value.
Sony states they have the hope of this platform being widely adopted across the entertainment industry as a common platform specialized for fan engagement. The main question, though, is what does this look like for customers? With Sony conglomerating all kinds of media into one source, they will have all the power, as monopolies tend to do. It will certainly give Sony more control and leverage, meaning better licenses and less cases of TV shows disappearing. But as we've seen in the past, it very likely could mean the opposite. They will set the terms and the price, and in situations like these, it usually means high prices and bad terms for users. We might see Sony push things further on the business side as well, charging higher commissions from third parties. Sony says they're building for the future, but their tactics have undermined consumer trust in the present. It's hard to say exactly what this platform will look like and whether it'll be a net positive or a net negative, but with Sony's track record, only time will tell. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.